Today Kwarinam is November 2nd. Sun 5 on our Vedic calendar, and tomorrow and the next day are our retreat. Well, Paramacharya Bodhinatha arrives today in the late evening with Nilakanta. Bodhinatha Swami has been away for 2 months. We'll be very happy to receive him back. And then the following 2 days, he will be debriefed. This will mean he will tell us all of his adventures and the ins and outs of everything about wonderful worldwide congregation that he's been visiting, the homes of our missionary families in Malaysia and in Singapore and in Mauritius and in India. And we'll get all the information and be able to move Sarvasiddhanta Church forward. Also, Sadaka Thundanava and Yogi Tapodana are doing very well in their fundraising mission for the Erevan Temple Foundation. Now, that is the temple that's being made of stone in India, in Bangalore, and then the stones are being brought to Hawaii. But we have to build a $300,000 foundation. And they've already have pledges and cash in their first day of $75,000, and congratulations to you both. Well, on the spiritual path, and I'm looking out at my cyberspace congregation, I'm looking out in cyberspace through yesterday and the day before, and I see your faces, because why? You still have what you saw at our cyberspace ashram in your mind, so therefore your faces are floating in cyberspace thinking about it. Now, you may be one of two types of people, and you can identify yourself. One type is, I want to progress on the spiritual path. And another type is, I want to progress on the spiritual path. We saw a program on the richest person in the world, Bill Gates of Microsoft. He didn't say, I want to be the richest man in the world. He said, I want to be the richest person in the world. And he did it. There is a small dividing line, so small you can't see it, between I want to and I want to. But think about it. Do you want to do things and then just go ahead and proceed with confidence and don't do them? Are you a kind of a person that says to yourself, I can't, and then, but I'll try, and then you proceed and find out you can't, but you did try? Look in the mirror. When you turn away from this screen and from my voice, go into the bathroom or to your bedroom and look into the mirror and ask yourself, am I a want-to person? Or am I a want-to person? Well, this is a good sadhana. This is a good test to get to know yourself a little bit better. Over the past 50 years of my spiritual ministry in Sarvasiddhanta Church, and we are celebrating our 50th anniversary, 1999, I have seen every kind of a person, listen to every kind of a problem. And you know, there are only about 50, less than 100 problems that humankind go through. They all have a solution. The people who want to find the solution and move on through life. The people who want to find the solution, and they want to put it into action, they really, really do. They really want to do that, but they never do. And they don't move on through life they live with their problem as their closest, dearest friend. Spiritual path is a razor-edged path. As my Satguru, Yoga Swami, said, it is at times like walking on a hare over a river of fire. But also it's a beautiful path, full of bliss and happiness, contentment, and well-being as we work through the karmas and understand the karmas that we brought with us in this life. There are three kinds of karmas. The karma that we make in this life, that's action and reaction, our experiences, and the karmas that we bring with us in this birth, and the karmas that we can't do much about that we leave in the inner world to be brought forward to another birth. This might seem like a play upon words to you. I want to, and I want to, but it is really, really true. Let's take smoking, for instance. I want to give up smoking, people say. I want to give up smoking. Well, you talk to people like that, those who want to still smoke. You're probably going to die pretty soon. Those who want to and did are probably going to live a long time. That's the sadhana for today, November 2nd. Thank you for coming into Cyberspace Ashram at Kwa'arinam on the beautiful garden island of Kauai, and I'll be seeing you in about 3 days after our retreat. Adios. Ciao, ciao. Auf Wiedersehen. Om Namah Shivaya.